In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, four Sundays ago, we began to prepare for our time of Lent. Now, on this Sunday, just before the great fast begins, in our gospel reading that we've just heard today, we're encouraged to forgive one another, to fast without pretense, and to direct our hearts to lay up treasure in heaven. These are placed before us as a reminder of what the next 40 days are really about. We have before us now a special time where we can make a sincere attempt at changing some things in our lives. It's a solemn and somber time, but it can also be a time of spiritual joy. You know, we've recently had a little bit of rain, don't you think? We've had a lot of rain, and all of a sudden, things are changing. Spring is upon us. Trees have begun to bud and blossom. Lent has been called the spiritual spring which blossoms with the fruits of the Spirit. To harvest these fruits during Lent, the church has given us traditions over a period of several centuries that focus on fasting and almsgiving and prayers. Last Sunday was called Meat Fair Sunday, as we begin the preparation by giving up meat. Today is called Cheese Fair Sunday because this is the last day we partake of dairy products. But today is also called Forgiveness Sunday because we're called to both forgive those who've offended us and seek forgiveness of ourselves, of our Heavenly Father. As I said, Lent is a time of preparation. It's a period that's filled with, on the one hand, a mourning about the crucifixion and what all's happening. But it's also filled with anticipation of the resurrection. And the Lenten season encourages us to renew our own desire to fight that good fight, to complete the race that is set before us. And while we go through our journey in Lent, we're to renew our battle and draw closer to God. In this battle against sin, we are reminded that Satan constantly seeks to destroy us, to derail us. He attacks you at times when you least expect it, and he endeavors beforehand to turn your heart away from the coming celebration of Pascha. You know, he will do things to try to rob the joy of what's going to be before us. He may act upon you through the weather. That can affect our moods at times. The food that we do or we don't eat. and just attacks spiritually upon us. So it's a time that we need to prepare ourselves. We've got to be alert. Overcome the enemy through our prayers and our fasting. You know, our fasting is not for show. And it's really not even for others to know about, as our gospel tells us today. Fasting is not for impressing others. Fasting is not for earning our salvation or even earning points with God. That's not what it's all about. Fasting is for ourselves. It's for our own discipline. As we learn to better control what we put into our bodies, we can learn to control our passions. And when the Church Fathers uses the term controlling our passions, passions refer to forces that will lead us away from God. You know, it's like when we get really rattled by circumstances and around you and you get mad at someone and you blow up in anger. You've given in to a passion. Passion means a loss of self-direction, a loss of self-control, a slipping into just a mindless impulse, a reaction. Though we always want to do what is right, you know, we sometimes slip into sin that we do not want to do. In our beginning of our announcements today, there's a good reminder here. It says, and to fast is to first fast before God and not men, so as to curb the desires and cravings of our fallen nature. This effort can help free us from the dictatorship of the flesh over the spirit, so we can more fully love and forgive. That's just a good reminder of the purpose of our fasting, which leads to us being able to forgive others as we control our passions. You know, eating itself can be a very impulsive action. In and of itself, eating meat or cheese is not a sin. There's nothing wrong with that. But during Lent, we learn to control our basic impulses. And if we can control what we eat, we can learn to control our other actions. We can avoid falling prey to the sin of passion, the sin of loss of self-control. When you're threatened with temptation to sin this Lent, be reminded that sin harms us. Remember that when sin is finished, it can bring forth death because it kills the soul. And the more we sin, the more difficult it is to recover from that. In our epistle of reading from St. Paul to the Romans, he writes, "Let us cast off the works of darkness. Let us put on the armor of light." You know, we don't just try to not sin. We should actively seek the light. And he goes on to say, "Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife or envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Make no provisions for the flesh to fulfill its lusts." After all, the gospel is Jesus Christ. And that is what we strive to put on. Our thoughts are important, the things that we think, because all that is pleasing to God in us comes from our thoughts. The thoughts are where things begin and then later turn into action, whether it is good or bad. So during Lent, let's cultivate godly thinking. Set your minds on things above, so that our actions then will reflect the goodness of God. When our hearts are pure, the whole person is pure. When the heart becomes unclean, the whole person gets defiled. So there's a good prayer to keep with your prayers in Lent. "Make me a clean heart, O God." It's very simple, but it's such a good prayer to repeat. "Make me a clean heart, O God." Watch your hearts throughout Lent. Examine it. Listen to it. See what prevents it from uniting itself unto the Lord. Observe what pulls you away from Him and what draws you to Him. As we read today from Christ's Sermon on the Mount, we hear, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust destroy, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven." Lay up for ourselves treasures in heaven. He goes on to say, "For where your treasure is, that will your heart be also." That's where our heart is going to be. Whatever we treasure, that's where our heart is. So let's examine ourselves this Lent. Where is our heart? Where is our heart's desire? Where are our treasures? Do these carry us away from God or to God? Are you concerned more with preserving the things you've got or building up treasures in eternity? True riches. Our gospel reading today also points us in the direction of forgiveness. "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." As we pray in the Lord's Prayer every Sunday. "But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." You know, the church has chosen this gospel reading today partly because today is Forgiveness Sunday. The devil, you know, sometimes instead of arousing us against himself, or he will fire up things so that we notice our neighbor's sins. "Look what so-and-so just did to me." Make us spiteful and angry with others to awaken our feelings against others, which can then ultimately turn our feelings against the Lord. It's necessary for us to treat everyone who suffers from sin, others who stumble, to treat them with kindness and love. And that's the importance of forgiving others when they sin against us. Unfortunately, we often, you know, act sometimes opposite in the way we should by adding sin on top of sin. If we're seeing someone act prideful, we become prideful. If someone treats us wrongfully, we tend to react wrongfully. Evil is to be overcome by good, not the other way around. And we're all sinners. Everyone, ourselves, those around us. We should not despise our brother who commits sin. We should instead forgive just as God forgives us, as we have been forgiven. And this evening, we'll have an opportunity to express that forgiveness to each other as part of our service. And it's a wonderful way to begin Lent. So today's both Cheese Fair Sunday and Forgiveness Sunday. We're on the eve of Lent. Tomorrow, Great Lent begins with Clean Monday to start our fasting, both physically, but also spiritually, striving to learn to better control our passions. The day will start for each of us, or this day starts for each of us, and every day through Lent, it's a spiritual journey that will culminate at Pascha. And so let's take this time seriously. Enter into it with heart and soul, with conviction, but also with joy. Not as a time of just following rules of fasting, but a time of self-discipline, of listening, of learning from God, of examining our heart to see where our treasure really is. Let us be careful to shun sin, be zealous for what is good, and be quick to forgive others, just as our Father in heaven has forgiven us. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.